mentality. I believe in the abundance mentality.
Catch the best of Del Walmsley Sunday mornings at 9 on the Biz Radio Network.
I believe that there's enough wealth out here for all of us to be rich.
It's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
If you just go out and help enough other people get what they want in this world, you can have anything you want, is my belief system.
The way to wealth is right here.
And all you have to do is get going and start doing that.
Del's on his best behavior. Sunday mornings at 9. The best of Del Walmsley on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. Scott Boats here with my colleague Mickey Doss as my special guest. We're talking about whatever happened to suing bad doctors in Texas. And Mickey, this is a short segment, about 6 minutes. You know, I'm from South Texas, Mickey. I was born in Sinton, grew up in Refugio and Corpus Christi. And so when I saw the ads by the groups in 2003 or so that said there'd be more access to doctors in rural Texas, you know, I know Podunk, Texas, because I'm from Podunk, Texas. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, and looking at some of these statistics, there aren't more doctors available in Podunk, Texas, because we have tort reform.
Scott, that's absolutely right. I mean, unfortunately, I think what the poster child that was put on many bulletin boards and many ads was that, where is your doctor? Where is your neurosurgeon? And the idea was that lawyers and lawsuits had driven out OB-GYNs and driven out neurosurgeons in Podunk, Texas, or down in the valley. The truth of the matter is that's not what really happened. What happened is those doctors were driven out not because of, in my opinion, lawsuits or because of verdicts, but they were driven out because of lack of reinsurance and reimbursement.
We all want paying customers. I want paying customers, and so do doctors.
Everybody wants paying customers, and to the extent that you can't make a living with regards to non-paying customers, and unfortunately, in Podunk, Texas, or in small towns, as you know, those people are not insured. And the Medicaid, Medicare reimbursements are what they are. And just the harsh realities of it, those guys just can't make a living down there.
And also, what wasn't said in a lot of those advertisings, those doctors were not driven out because they were never there to begin with, but they were not driven out by juries out of control, jackpot justice, or poor people who wanted to get at rich doctors. And that was the unstated argument of those political groups. And it's just annoying now, realizing that, in fact, the Texas Medical Association will tell you, no, we don't have any more doctors available in those rural counties. And you can get statistics from Consumer Federation of America that show that medical malpractice insurance premiums per physician before 2003 were actually on the decline. And you realize that the two major arguments given by those political, so-called political conservatives for tort reform, were simply patently false.
What is truly ironic is the one entity that has benefited the greatest from all of this has been the insurance companies. They have benefited not only in terms of their premiums, they have benefited not only in terms of their returns. And what is even more ironical is, and I won't name the insurance companies, there were two large groups in town that actually insure doctors, who helped doctors or represented to doctors and told them, if you help us pass tort reform and Proposition 12, you will get a reduction in your premiums. And what we as trial lawyers found funny is the year that it was passed, both of them wrote letters to their insureds and said, unfortunately, we're having to raise your premiums by 6 to 7%. Now, in defense, there was one local insurance company out of Austin that, because they had already stated in writing that they would reduce the premiums, that they did. But the other two turned around and sent out letters saying, unfortunately, because of the vast number of suits that happen to get around Proposition 12, we're having to raise your premiums by 6 to 8%. And if you take a look at their profitability and their postings, they have made more money since the passage of Proposition 12 than they made ever in all their lifetime before Proposition 12.
And so it is the profitability of insurance companies. That's a popular topic today. You know, in 2003, Bush tried to push through some tort reform, met with a lot of opposition from the American Trial Lawyers Association. But the root of this is being played out a little bit in these elections. Of course, John Edwards, who is about third in the Democratic running, he's a trial lawyer, actually, probably doesn't have much of a chance at the nomination over there, but the trial lawyers do tend to support the Democrats. So whatever happens a year from now, could be significant into how this this spreads, if this spreads. But again, I'm just concerned about cutting off or reducing the opportunity for individuals to make decisions about their lives, whether they're jurors or people in small business like me.
Scott, what I think is funny is I got a call from a doctor himself about 2 weeks ago. And in talking to this doctor, a local well-known doctor, who has had a pretty tragic situation occur in his family, and he wants to bring a lawsuit. And in talking to him, I told him, you know, unfortunately, I don't know that I can help you because the economics of the case just don't allow me to prosecute that case. And on top of that, the most amount of money that I think that you would be able to recover in the worst case scenario for the defendant, doctor, would be $250,000. He is one of the proponents of tort reform, and he himself didn't understand what was going to happen. And I find it, the full circle's coming around in that it was all okay to do, but now that you need recovery and you need justice, it's just not there.
All right, Mickey, these are profoundly serious injuries when they happen. You're listening to Bar Talk. Whatever happened to suing bad doctors in Texas? Scott Boats with Mickey Doss.
Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law, and he does it so differently than most lawyers. Call Scott Boats at 888-TX-WILLS. Scott knows that courts are the most powerful.